Blog Talk Radio.
Towns of Kansas City is doing low key. I'm going to treat you like we always do every Monday. This is Word City Radio. I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we've got a fantastic coming up to this evening. We'll sit back, relax as we bring you Word Sexy Radio.
Baby, would you like to play?
If you want to play, the number is 347-215-8539. Call in. Call in. Be there. We will be talking to you. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we got our guest coming on pretty soon. But right now, what we're going to do is we're going to get our co-host here, because we got them both right now at the same time. So, Miss Cotton, how are you this evening? And DB, what's going on, brother?
Good evening. I'm good, man.
Cotton, I got you. Go ahead and say something. Your mic was off for a second. Go ahead, baby.
Hey, everybody. I'm good.
You're doing good. I got to say, last night's show you had last night was kind of off the chain. The guy was a little different, but you seemed to have something going there. I kind of like that, so I just wanted to commend you on that.
Very passionate about what he's saying. I was like, whoa, you missed the.
Right.
I think you got off the call when he did the real sensual type of poetry.
I was a little,
I said, no.
I think I've heard of Latin poetry, so that was a good thing, I think, and was very interesting in that regard. Let me see who we got here. We got a caller's number here that's not showing. This may be our guest, so let me see if it is. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Okay, this might be a listener. And if you were listening on the line, if you could turn down the back music in the background or whatever you have on it, we appreciate that. So we're going to go ahead and go for it. So what's going to happen is, whether we have our guest or not this evening, because we have Miss Cherry Johnson coming on this evening. If she can't make it, then we will continue on as always and do our thing. We got a subject that we want to talk about that kind of intrigued me a little bit. Cotton, you want to kind of elaborate a little bit on that subject before we get into it? You know, it's one of those things that it just blows my mind about some of these things that people do in relationships. So go ahead and talk about that.
And it seems like it's always me when it comes
to when it comes to subject talk.
It seems like I'm always the one. Because people are hitting me up with just, okay, DG, so this is the story. This guy was trying to hit on me or whatever. He's trying to talk to me. And, you know, I was like, okay, I have a conversation with you. So I don't know him. We've never met. I've never seen him. He's never seen me. He's a couple phone conversations, maybe two or three texts or something like that. All of a sudden, this fool wants me to call him daddy. I'm like,
no,
I said, oh my God. And I said, you know, I'm not going to do that. So he got offended. He got so offended that he sent me the statistics on why I should call him whatever he wants me to call him, because there's 55 women to one man. And he broke it. I mean, he had it all broken down from he should read more, definitely.
No. You should read the reason why you should call him daddy, because I need to hear this. I really need to hear this.
I saved it. I said, let me save this, because I need to reflect. This is a poem or part of a story.
Before you do that, though, if somebody has some sound in the background, we appreciate you turn it down, because we definitely want to get this out. We want to hear this, and I hear some feedback. So if you can just kind of check that for a second, we'll go for it. But I want to know, too, what the hell
TV
called
something.
Excuse me?
Okay.
I thought it was somebody's TV.
It sounds like
a TV. That's Cotton's TV. That's Cotton, man. She set us up for the woo.
Okay, look.
Hold on.
We need everybody to know. I mean, what is the reason for daddy? And if anybody got a question, please call in. The number is 347-215-8539. And why should we have women call us daddy? I never wanted to do that. I've had women call me that. And I didn't know if they were getting me confused with their father or what the fuck. So just call in and let's see what y'all think about that. Go ahead, Cotton.
It's a great, I mean, it's cool if it's like we're in the bedroom or something and that just comes out, because I might be feeling it. But just for me to be walking around during the day calling you, That ain't my daddy. My daddy lives in Shreveport, Louisiana, okay? But this is what he said. He said, I was disappointed in you. It's approximately 11 females to every male. So if if you have 5 black men, there would be 55 black women available to them now. Subtract one, maybe because he's gay. Then subtract another because he doesn't date black women. Then subtract another because he's a career criminal and is either doing hard time or constantly in and out of jail. Then subtract another because he's married or in a committed relationship. That leaves one male to 55 females. The odds are solely stacked against you. So if you're one of the lucky few that happens to meet a real man that's actually single and available, that wants to faithfully love and adore you, treat you the way that your heart wants and desires, I don't care if that man wants you to call him King Kong, you damn well better do it. Because another woman will and end up with the man you proved you didn't deserve. I said, wow.
Wait a minute.
All because I don't
want to
call you.
How old is this dude?
Almost 50. Almost 50.
Look,
this guy was almost 50.
That is quite possibly the most pretentious thing I have ever heard in my existence.
Exactly. Exactly.
And his math is so freaking flawed that it's one woman, one man for every 55 women. Are you freaking insane? And he's subtracting people. So listen to this. He's subtracting people just because he just made some random number up. It could be like that one man could represent all of the men in jail. It can represent all of the men who are gay. It can represent all of those men who are taken. And he subtracted every man. You know what I'm saying? He's subtracting 20% of all men simply because he feels that you need to call him daddy.
Exactly. I say, I don't know you. I said, I don't know you. Like, I mean, you want me to. And then when I broke it down to him, I said, what does me calling you daddy have to do with us establishing some type of relationship? He didn't want to answer the question. And then he sent me this long message and told me how negative I was and how I had a bad disposition. And then 2 days later, he sends me a message that, hey, how you doing? I said, I'm good, you know. And he says, so tell daddy that you missed him. I said, oh, Jesus, there's something wrong with you. I said, there's something wrong with you to want a woman to call you daddy and she don't know you. And I don't feel that way about you. Why would I call you anything? You lucky that I'm even having a conversation with you right now.
The fact that you answer the phone makes it, he's a control freak. He's a power, you know, he needs that authority. And the fact that you keep responding to him it makes him think that you're willing to submit under certain conditions. Don't even entertain that fool.
No. I was so entertained by it initially that I had to chuckle. I said, I cannot believe. I said, I've known Red longer. I ain't finna call him daddy either. I've known men a lot longer than that. I'm not going to talk. And as I started listening to him, because I didn't answer the phone after that. He sent me a text. But I felt sorry for the dude because I said he don't even know what it takes to have a real woman in his life. This is why he's only been engaged and not married.
But that's what my philosophy has always been this. If a woman calls you daddy of her own free will, then you have accomplished something. If you have to make her call you something, then you're nobody. If you have her call you daddy.
Dee, what are you accomplishing by getting her to call you daddy? What the fuck does that mean?
What I'm saying is if you do it, like if y'all in the throes of passion, y'all fucking, you know, it's hot and heated and she called you daddy, you know what I'm saying? Take it as a pat on the back and keep it moving.
Right. It's a compliment.
You know?
It's a compliment for a woman to say that to you when she says it. But if you just want any woman to say it to you, you got some other issues going on because it's not coming from a real place. That's like waiting on the man to say I love you. You have to do something to make him want to say I love you. So you can't just expect him to say it because you feel in that way. It's not genuine.
Yeah, That's really interesting. Very, very interesting that we're hearing this. I mean, I'm just wondering, so is there other titles out there? Is there, like, Sugar or what the fuck? I mean, is there other things that people say that give
Daddy
them validity in the
Daddy holds more power. Daddy holds more power because it's your dad as a woman, your dad as the man, if he was in your life, is the one that has the most authority over you. He is the one outside of God. He's the one that has the most authority over you. And if your dad, if she goes to her dad and her dad meets this dude, and the dad says, you know what, baby, I don't think he's right for you. If she has a great relationship with her dad, she just might tell him, you know what, you got to go because my daddy don't like you. You know,
and that's what it is.
I can understand that, you know, having love talk or whatever in bed and those kind of things, but to call you daddy outside and in front of everyone and walking around, you daddy, what the fuck is that? I'm just trying to figure out. And I need y'all to call in. I need you to call in and tell us what you think about this, because to me it's a control thing or whatever you want to call it. It's a
submission thing. You know, it's ultimately a submission thing.
Yeah.
Remember how we used to always say that, you know, a man doesn't start off beating a woman, it slowly gets to that point?
Right.
Yep.
Well, that's what that daddy is. He asserts his dominance. And then,
how many people need that to be called daddy before they can feel like they've done something with a woman?
How many pimps, when you hear, how many pimps have their hoes call them daddy? Almost all of them. Because they have some authority. And she don't do it, she gets in trouble. You know, so I always equate that with that. If you didn't birth me, I don't know you like that.
Well, this is all about being chosen and all that.
Being chosen. You're the one.
Chosen. I choose you and all of that. We're going back to the Mac. We're going back to the 70s here. We're talking about the Mac. And when she chooses you, she's going to call you daddy. And that's it.
Right.
So why are we living in a fantasy world? Because especially with these women today that we talked about that make all this money and they ain't trying to do nothing. They don't want to buy nothing. They don't want to do shit. So why? Why do you? What is this about? I just need people to call in. The number is
347-215. I'm a prime example of what the kind of crap that you have to deal with when you're trying to be in the dating world. It's the reason why I stopped opening that door is because there's always an element. Now, DV, you don't know this, but then I had a man send me a picture of his penis again. So I had one of those, and I had to say, hey, that doesn't turn me on. Like, I'm not turned on by that at all. So I can't wait to write this book. There are so many rules that if you're dating and you're trying to really get to know somebody, those are definitely red flags in dating don'ts.
Yeah, I mean, what is the deal about putting your private genitals to a woman? Is it supposed to make her want you more? Or, I mean, you know, I just want to know. Now, if she asked for it, that's something different. But to me,
that's not immature behavior. Because as we all get older, we understand that a way to a woman is emotional. It's not visual. Men are visual. So they don't mind getting a titty shot or ass shot. They don't mind that because they're like, wow, she sent this to me. I like this, so I can look at this every day. But for a woman, you write her a poem or send her a card or something like that, then, yeah, she's like, oh, okay, you know. But to send pictures of her, unless she's a hoe or a stripper or something like that, somebody like me or better or whatever, they're not going to be turned on by that. That's a total disrespect. You just totally disrespect me by sending me your private parts.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not going to put out my business, but there have been times that I've done that on request. But, I mean,
that's okay.
Hey, baby, I just met you, and here's a picture, you know.
Yeah, right. That's different.
I mean,
it's different when you're dating somebody.
I'm be honest with you, I ain't never did that. And the only reason why.
No. I'm going to tell you why. Because in the age of the internet, everybody has access to that now. You know what I'm saying? I tell my son, don't do anything online that you will regret, you know, 20 years from now. So why would I go and do something like that?
People get mad, but
see, this is the thing. People used to get mad, and then they used to get over it. Now, when they get mad, they want vengeance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when it comes, in a big, big way. You know what I'm saying? So they, you know, even if it comes down to them lying, all right? Okay, let's say you got 10 inches of dick. You know what I'm saying? They'd still tell you, you know, the way that they'll get you, they'll be like, well, he was a lousy fuck. He was a lousy screw. You know what I'm saying? And they'll put you out like that. Now, you know, you live in an opportunity where people, you live in an age where people don't, they're not out just to beat you. They're out to humiliate you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And there's too much of that going around. So, you know, rather than get myself in trouble like that, I'd rather not get myself in trouble. So I just don't do it simply because I know how vengeful and how single-minded people can be when they're angry.
Mm-hmm. Or when they don't get their way.
Right.
You didn't, well, you didn't give them what they want, so now they don't
see
all your business out there.
You still in that age bracket where people ain't going to humiliate and embarrass you. It'll be a few of them, but I'm still in that age bracket, you know, well, not really. I'm at the edge of the age bracket where people do stuff that's real stupid. You know what I'm saying?
I know some people my age that have done some fucked up shit too. So it's not just the age thing. I think it's just what they think is right.
It's the mentality of the individual you're dealing with.
Right. Now, I have a caller here. I don't know if they're going to speak now. If you don't have anything to say, please do not hang up. But we just want to see if you have something to say on the matter, the subject that we're talking about. Caller 816, please name if you want to, if you have a question or anything. You have a question? Hello, how are you? What's your name and where you're calling from? I know where you're calling from, but what's your name? Or make up a name.
Well, I just got on the line, and I don't know exactly the topic right now. So what's the question?
Well, we were talking about why is it that some men want to be called daddy? What is that about?
Okay.
So can you give us a name before you go? Can I make up a name? Call yourself Jerry Blossom. Give us a name. You know, so you know,
get off the speakerphone. We can hear everything in the background.
Oh, okay. Well, my name is Tanya.
Okay, Tanya. We'll go with Tanya. We'll go with that. Hold on.
It might be called Daddy. Because
okay. Do you have us on speaker, Tanya?
Hard.
You have us on speaker?
She got to, because she's breaking up. So either that or she had a weak signal.
I know
about a weak signal. But.
Yeah, I couldn't understand her. So. I couldn't understand what she was saying because of the breakage.
Right.
Okay. No. Well, the mic is still on for her, so if she has something to say, she can speak.
Okay.
You still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is. I can hear it in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just needs to go somewhere there's a stronger signal.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could just kind of go get that. We definitely want to. We are intrigued with your question, and you're calling from the Show Me State, so I definitely want to hear what you have to say. Are you ready?
So,
go ahead. Okay, all right. We'll just wait till she comes back. Now, go ahead. She's still breaking up. But anyway, this thing with daddy, I'm just trying to figure it out because I guess it's like you said, it's a power thing. It's a... you know, I got a big dick, I stuck it in, I got you now, I mean, whatever. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, does it really make a difference? Well, the chat room is saying, my sister said it makes a man feel like he's in charge or like he's dominant over the woman.
It all comes down to his ego.
Right.
I guess it's
and there's nothing wrong with it, but... It's a name that's earned. You don't just, I don't write that out, you know.
I'm about to say that. I mean, you got to get there, right? You can't just come
yeah,
into
the
nation
get there.
But yeah. A1 is perfect.
You still
there? A16, are you still there?
Yes.
Are you there? Okay, she's still breaking up. So
just have her call back in. If you hang up and call back, usually it's from
the signal. You might have to hang up and call back in. And
yeah.
I'll bring you right back in, okay? All right, okay. We're going to see if she's going to do that. All right, now, I'm just trying to figure it out because, I mean, the chat room is telling me about the authority thing, which I can kind of get that
yeah.
to a point.
But
my thing is,
but
it's just like anything else. You got to earn the right. I mean, you don't just walk in,
right.
you know, with
right.
this. I mean,
that's
so
yeah, it's. But it's like this, and both of y'all said it perfectly. You can't walk in and say, I'm a good man, you know, call me a good man. No.
Right.
You have to, there are certain things that need to be shown. If you're a good man, then you don't have to tell people, that, you know, to call you that name because that is something that you will have earned. That's something that
right.
people see that you have shown that you have earned. If you're a good man, then you handle all your responsibilities. And
well,
then you get that
call
title.
You call me by my name. Just say my name. That's what
but
I want to hear. I don't have to hear, all that.
Yeah, it's like anything else. I can't call you husband if you didn't earn that right and we're not married. And you know, I mean, like it's like with anything else, there's a process that goes with that. You got to show me that you deserve for me to be calling you whatever sweetie pie name that I think of for you. It might not be daddy. It might be something else.
It might be King Kong.
You know?
Shit,
right. It might be King Kong.
You know? You know, whatever. I mean, you know, jump on my dick. You know, I don't know, shit. Yeah, it can be whatever. Whatever's going to do it. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is I don't get it. Let me see. 816 is still here, so let me see. Do they have their phone fixed? Do you have something to say right now? Okay, maybe they're just listening because they're not able to speak. All right. So we're going to keep going. And we'll get back to them in a few minutes. But anybody else that's listening, if you want to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, Grown Folks Radio. As you know, if you didn't know, you're going to know. So, and the chat room is coming again. They're saying they agree with that. And I'm wondering, and to top that off, what makes anyone think that calling daddy is equivalent to being a good man? That's a damn
right.
good question.
that
what
is
the
so
fuck
true.
Does that mean? Does that mean you're
nothing.
A good man because you can fuck? I mean, you might not
right.
even be able to fuck well. Does that mean you're a
Wait.
Good man? No.
But
you know, so let's just talk
no,
about
that's
that.
That's why they're completely different titles. You know what I'm saying?
But,
you can be great in the bed but not handle anything else. That'll make you a good man.
But remember, I said earlier, pimps make their hoes call them daddy. So does that make him a good man because she's calling him daddy? No.
Well, you know, I was when I was pimping, but you know, I mean, I'll just swear.
Oh, Jesus, Red.
Wah, wah, wah. Let me stop.
Where's
your
love
thing?
Yeah, thank you.
No,
thank
I was not pimping, so let's
that.
Not get there. We needed that one. Okay. Okay, but seriously, on a serious note. So what are other names that are given to men who supposedly think that they're all that or whatever, and daddy being the big one, I guess. I mean, I just don't understand what that is or what makes them think that is a what do you call that, a conquer-all or win-all because you've
right.
done that. I mean, you know. So, I mean, we really want people to chime in. The chat room's doing pretty well. We want people to chime in and just kind of give us an idea because, you know, we wanted to know. And I was trying to see if I can get Cherry as well because I was trying to get her on Twitter. But go ahead. I want to see if anybody will call in and not be scared to talk because we're not going to hurt you. We're just going to talk shit like we always do on Word Sex Radio. But, you know, we just want you to say what you have to say. It's okay. Nobody's going to do anything to you. So, but we do want to hear what you have to say. Go ahead.
It would be nice to get somebody in here that actually a male that actually has that happen, you know.
Yeah, because I've been called daddy, but I don't demand you call me daddy. I mean, there's a difference. I mean, my thing is you know you do what you do and that's that, and you know I don't have to be called that as long as I'm satisfying you. It doesn't matter. You can call me. Bullshit or whatever you want to call me, fucked up, motherfucker, whatever, it doesn't matter. Just as long as I'm getting your ass off, I mean, that's all I care about. You know, I mean, you ain't got to say shit, just tickle and shake. I mean, whatever. I mean, I don't need daddy
to fulfill my goal of getting you off. You see what I'm saying? I mean, just, that's just me, though. I mean, everybody else is different. Maybe they need to be called Daddy so they can feel like they're somebody. You know, I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, like you said, the dude sent you the picture of his penis, and the shit was so big. I mean, who wants all that hanging out of him anyway? I mean, you know, I don't know.
But the thing that made me feel sorry for this gentleman, because I've met men like him before. The thing is that what the message that I got from him, from his vibe, is that he's willing to take anything from any woman as long as he's getting the attention, whether it's a genuine gesture or not. He just wants it. Doesn't matter how he gets it. And I said, that's what's wrong with a lot of people in relationships or people that are looking for love, or they're looking for a real relationship. They don't want things. They don't let things just happen so that it's a genuine love. They just want it. I just want you to give it to me right now, regardless. And then 10 years later, we're in a divorce and we hate each other because initially I didn't mean nothing I said to you in the first place. I just said it because you wanted to hear it, or I did it because you wanted it done. But I didn't mean any of it.
Right. And we may have Sherry here in a minute. She just tweeted me that she tried to call in, so we're going to see if she's going to call in. But go ahead and keep going. We're going to get that. She probably called in a little early. You know, she's behind. She's your time. I think she's in California, so
okay.
I hope I can. I think I'll get her in here in a second. But go ahead. I don't understand the whole thing with the name. I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, maybe they need that validity, I guess.
It's almost like they're not confident. It's like they're lacking the confidence on their own, and they need you to make them feel more powerful or more manly, because they can't without you. Without you calling them daddy or calling them something, they don't feel as powerful, and they don't feel as manly.
Look, I mean,
so what
if
about
you,
women? Do they want to be called names and shit? I mean, I'm just wondering.
But women.
Yeah.
As long as it's a compliment.
Right, as long as it's a compliment.
So you don't want to be called a bitch and then like that.
Yeah, call her name. Yeah, call her name and ain't a compliment. And you're going to
Yeah, okay. You're in the middle of sex and all of a sudden, oh, bitch, this is good. That just turns it all off, right?
Oh, whoa.
She's in Malibu. Okay, I don't know if she's in Malibu or in Pittsburgh, one of the places I'm trying to figure out. So and that would be wrong, wouldn't it? That would definitely be a game changer, right?
That would be I'm going to pump your brakes right here in the middle of what we're doing. Because you just...
I mean, you can be in the middle of an orgasm. You say, bitch, you're done. You're going to stop coming, and you're just going to be like, okay, fuck it. I am not going to take this.
Wait. It depends on the woman.
Because some women like bitch. I'm going to tell you, some women like bitch. They don't mind bitch, okay? Some women don't mind bitch, so... I'm just trying to figure it out. I mean, what does it mean anyway?
Some of them don't because they know that it's in a context of the passion and not just you getting up, walking around every day, calling them the B word. Oh, hold on, partner, we ain't in the bedroom. Don't do that.
Why is he trying to get you to call him daddy? You're not in the bedroom. That's the thing I'm trying to figure out here.
What were you going
to
say?
I mean, it's hard for us to speak for that man, but I can tell you one thing. Every name that I've ever been called, I've earned. And I don't care if it's Kim Dealing, or I don't care if it's asshole. You know what I'm saying? Or if it's asshole. I earned them.
What kind of names you been called? Since you always talk shit. Let's hear them. What names have you been called?
Like I said, I've been called everything from smart ass to asshole
why you're fucking smart ass.
Come on over. You feel with that, right?
Yeah, okay. Well, shit. You know, We just want to make sure that, you know, it ain't just men that's doing all the fuck-ups by calling women, having them want to call daddy and shit. Because I'm just trying to figure out, because I know there's some things that women want to say or whatever, but...
Like DB said, there aren't any. I don't know. I haven't met any women who want the man. You gotta call me mommy, or we can't. No, my kids call me.
I want to be called that. I mean, I don't want to call like, hey, grandma, this shit's good, grandma. I mean, you know what the fuck, you know? I mean,
yeah, right.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
If you call her grandma,
hey, cougar,
I'm gonna throw her in that mess.
Brian Cougar.
Like,
hey, what the fuck? She's going to try you.
You get down on somebody. If you get down on somebody, she's like, call me grandma. Ugh.
She's going to tell you to call her big mama. She ain't going to say grandma. Call me big mama daddy.
Well, you know, it depends on who she is. Now, if she's a motherfucker that she's old and she want me to say it, then I might do it. It depends. But let me see now. Let's try 816 again. Let's try 816. I'm not going to spend the rest of your number, but are you there now? Are you not wanting to speak? If you don't, you don't have to. Oh, we can hear you, but you're breaking up, baby. I can hear you a little bit. Now, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello?
I hear you. I also hear some hollering in the background. Nobody's patting that booty or nothing like that, honey. Okay, go ahead. State your name where you're calling from. Not tonight, okay. Maybe there's something coming from the chat room. So what name can a woman call you and DV that would make you feel good? Oh, shit, I don't know. That's a good damn question. DV, you answer first and then I'll come back.
I'm be honest with you. Even if she called me by some other dude name, that's fine with me. You know what I'm saying?
No, that ain't gonna work for me, DB. Not if it's a motherfucker that I know she used to be with, and she thinking about his ass. No, why she fucking me? No, that ain't happening. If I'm doing it good enough,
where she can't remember my name, please. Like I've had.
Come on, dog.
Well,
I can understand what you're saying in the concept, but don't call me the motherfucker you used to be with's name and shit. That ain't no damn thing in the goddamn world.
But that's usually what people call. I mean, that's usually what happens. That happened to me. My ex called me the other woman's name. I was like, whoa, hold on.
So how'd you feel about that shit, though? How'd you feel
about that? The thing,
I felt horrible about that because I felt like you're on top of me and you thinking about another woman. Like, what's that about? You ain't been with this woman in like 10 years, so why is she even an issue in our bedroom right now?
Oh, damn.
But you know what it is, Cotton? Sometimes when all the blood is sapped from your brain and is only in one place in your body, you can't remember your own damn name. You know, so sometimes, you know, shit happens.
Anything but the dude that you used to be with, and you told me that you ain't with him no more, and all of a sudden you say to motherfuckers, man, come on, I can't do that one.
I want to hear that shit. But understand the context. If you're in a relationship, but see, I'm talking, you know, random encounters. I'm not talking relationship. Because if you're in a relationship with somebody, if it's just a fuck, then DV, no problem.
You can come with whatever. But I'm talking about if this is a woman you with, and you've been with for some time, and you know she's bringing up some shit like Cotton was talking about. This dude has been with this woman for 15 years or whatever, and then he brings her damn name up. Why he fucking her? You know, that's a Freudian slip if I ever heard one. God damn. You know, shit. I mean, you know, that right there ain't good. 816, I got you back again. Can you say anything?
Now you know why I'm still single.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, Cherry, she says she's trying to call in again. I don't know why she can't get in. There's spots open. If her number comes up, I would definitely answer. And I know she's not calling from Missouri, so...
Well, can you call her, Red?
Red, if I had her number, let me tell her to give me her number. Or she may not, well, I won't put her number out. I'll just dial her.
Yeah.
Let me find she...
Because I remember a couple times I tried to call in, and I sat on the line for like half an hour.
And you was like, man, I ain't even see you. So, I mean, it happened.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that. I'm gonna ask her right now and see if she'll do that. Sherry's pretty cool. We want her in this because I'm gonna tell you, she'll be real with the answer. She will definitely, especially the shit. I want to hear what she's talking about because what she tweeted the other day or what she put on Facebook the other day about the relationship she was in that she's now not in, about red flags. We definitely want to get her in on this because I'm gonna tell you right now, she will definitely. She put some shit out there about this dude. She found out that she was gonna marry. I guess the shit fell through because it's not, you know, she's not doing it now. So hopefully she will let me call her. And if so, then we want, because I want to get her in. We were supposed to have spoken with her the night of the election, but we chose not to do that because it was the election. And I definitely want her to come on because she has a new book and all these things that's going on, and I want her to be able to speak on that. So hopefully
yeah,
she'll
and
get
you
her.
definitely got to know the difference between red flags and then just things are just part of a person making errors. So two different things.
And to me now, using the name of somebody you used to be with and shit, I don't know how I would take that. I mean, I don't know. That's some crazy shit.
Yeah.
I thought you was still with that nigga. You thinking about him while my dick's in you? That's some crazy
right.
ass shit. You know,
right.
Maybe,
I'm cool.
That's kind of fucked up. I mean, you might like that shit, but that ain't for me. Don't ever do that shit. Any woman out there that's trying to get with me, don't call it. Don't say that nigga's name.
Yeah.
While we fucking you say her name, all you want.
Whenever you're in a relationship,
don't be saying her name. Okay?
To me, that's a sign that either you're not over that person or you're not done
right.
with that person. So,
absolutely.
Yeah,
that's exactly what that means. That's exactly what that means. What else could it be? It ain't no 40
right.
flip like that gonna come out that you still, you thinking about this motherfucker. And I'm in your shit trying to beat your shit as best I can. And you thinking about Roscoe or Tyrone and shit? What the fuck is that?
Man,
I don't know. Mickey Mouse. Hell, don't call a nigga's name while I'm fucking. Shit.
That's who made the best waffles and chicken in the morning.
Right.
Oh, damn.
Right, DV. She didn't call them Roscoe and Tyrone all in the same.
You know, that's like,
damn.
How many dudes exactly?
Right.
Wow, damn.
I mean, was you with? Well, I was down at the.
Well, you know, time was hard, baby.
That's crazy as hell. Yeah, I'm hoping Sherry, go ahead. I was hoping she would give me her number. I don't see it. I wish I could get that because I do not want. I will not put her number out. I will just dial the number. I mean, nobody can see the number but me.
Yeah.
So I want her.
Yeah,
to,
but you know, you got to be careful. You know, got to be careful.
Stalker.
Well, I mean, I'm not a stalker. She's been on the show
multiple
times. Yeah, but I mean, you know. Well, I don't know. You know, she does what she got to do, but I really wanted to talk to her. I hadn't spoken with her in a while. But anyway, that is kind of crazy, though. But I'm still stuck on goddamn calling the wrong name and shit in the bed since we didn't went there and shit. You know, that shit's fucked up, dog. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm red. Okay, my name is Red. You're talking about, oh, Blue, what's going on, Blue? Blue, what the fuck? My shit's red.
What if she
rolls with?
She might have been thinking about Blue's Clues. You don't know.
Blue's Clues, okay. Well, Blue's Clues
yeah,
ain't the nigga that's in the pussy right now. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm
going to
try 816 one more time.
Blue dog.
Damn. 816, let me try you one more time. See if I can get you. I can hear something, but it's breaking up. Are you there? Are you there? Nope. Okay. I have tried. I really tried to get you on. And I don't know what's going on, but sometimes it gets crazy on the radio show here, as we know. I hear background voices. I hear background something. But I'm not getting any feedback.
Probably, yeah.
So I'm going to let that. It probably is. You know, listening. But 816, one more time. Are you there? Have we made you not be able to speak? Okay. All right, I'm going to stop because I don't know. Anyway, we're hoping Cherry will get in. We still got another hour and 15 minutes. Hopefully she can call in for a few minutes if I can just get her to respond. She says she's been calling the number, and I will try again now.
Did you put the number for her? Like, just in case the number's wrong, just go ahead and put it on Twitter.
I gave her. I did. Oh, I did. And she said that's the number she's been calling, and she's not getting in. So, and I also said, you want me to call you? She had not responded, which I don't blame her. Fuck it, because I've been calling her and shit. But anyway, no, I won't do that. One thing about me, if you don't know me, I am not the guy. I will not. I am not the guy that forces myself on anyone. And I will tell you that very all the time. Anyone who meets me, I ain't that guy that's gonna, like we talked last week, the stalker that, well, no matter what you do, he's gonna keep on thinking that persistence is gonna win and shit. And sometimes it does, but not all the time. So, you know, I'm not going to do that. If you give me some indication that you don't want to be bothered, then guess what? Much as it may hurt me, I will not fuck with you. Okay. Now, so, Cotton, you wouldn't mind if a guy called you another name?
Oh, no. It's a wrap if he does that.
Damn.
I don't care what I'm
Would you finish
the
sex act? Would you finish the sex act and everything and then tell him, oh,
no,
you would just push his ass off of you and say, no,
whenever
nigga, you can't.
Right up like,
you say, nope, look at that. That's not happening. It ain't that good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It ain't that good. Because, no. Mm-mm. You're going to walk away from here with two things, wishing you could have finished and sorry you called me some.
He's going to have blue balls and broken dick, huh?
Right, exactly.
Wow. That's why you got to make sure. That's why, you know, when I used to be out there hard like that, my thing was I never use names. I say baby. You never go wrong. Baby this,
that's
baby that. And it's always baby. So when you say baby,
hey,
shit, you ain't wrong.
Ain't that? That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Everybody's baby, you don't be trying to be remembering no motherfucking names. You know, but that's just me, though. Okay, chat room. Y'all be in the quiet chat room. What's going on in the chat room? Yeah, damn or whatever. Damn, baby, or whatever, baby. Well, you know, some shit like that. But don't be trying to remember names unless you got two women with the same name. You know, why are you going to do that? But then again, I don't know. So I'm hearing myself. Somebody has their feedback going because I can hear something. But anyway. I'm sorry that Cherry's not here, and I apologize if she's listening. We really wanted you on the show, baby, but I don't know why you're not coming out. I'm looking at the switchboard, and your number is not there. The only numbers I see are the numbers that are people listening, and I've tried them all, unless you're calling from Missouri.
So can you just unmute?
I've unmuted everybody's number. Everybody that's on here, and she's not there. 816, I've tried you again, and I don't even hear you. And I'm not going to say the rest of your number because you'll be pissed. So, 816, are you still there?
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Okay. The chat room says they're here. So, chat room, do you have any questions? Because, DB, okay, you never did answer that question. There's no name that you can be called.
Wait.
I didn't even answer it myself. Is there a name that I want to hear? I don't know. Just tell me I'm good. If I am good, don't lie. If I ain't good, don't say shit. You know, just, I mean, let me finish. Let me get my nut before you get up, though. Let me get my nut before you get up, though. You know, and after that, you know, you can cuss me out and say he's a little dick nigga or whatever you want to say. But, you know, just say, whatever you like.
After's all good. Look, I mean,
I'm trying my best, though, because I'm a pleaser. I'm the kind of guy, it's about you. It's all about you. Trust me. Even if I don't get to come, even though women want a man to do that, I will make sure that it's about you because I want it to be about you. That's why you have to make love to that mind before you get to that body. And we talked about this before on the show, but my thing is if I'm doing the right things to your mind, your body will follow. And it's not about bragging about how good you are. You just have to be able to do what you can do.
Right, but see, there is no name that anyone can call you that you're going to be like, ooh, that's hot. Sometimes if you have it practiced, it's not hot. If it's spur of the moment, if it's off the top of your head.
Or just say
right,
baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Just call me baby. Fuck it. Baby, I love this shit. Rub my head. You got me.
You know,
I'm going to be
like
down
said,
there.
You know,
and why are you doing that shit? I'm going to be like, yeah. Grab my ears.
But,
you know, do something. Shit.
Grab his ears. Oh, my God. Grab your ears, man, for real?
Hell yeah, we're going with that shit. TV's
no,
wrong,
but what
man.
I'm saying is,
grab
your ears.
Grab my ears. What's wrong with grab my ears? What's wrong with that, man?
God. I don't think I've ever heard
Cotton,
this shit like that.
Is something wrong with that? Grab my ears? That's not a problem. Is that a problem? Issue? Cotton?
No, no, it's not a problem. It's not.
What the fuck is he talking about? Why is he laughing at me?
That came out of nowhere.
Because we're talking about sex. I mean, what's the problem? Okay,
I'll
leave that alone. Okay, back to the names
like,
again.
We were talking about name calling.
It doesn't matter what name is. Just talk out. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
throw the kid,
well,
throw the occasional
lady, yeah.
Shit or damn or you know throw the occasional smack my ass. You know any type of talk.
Oh yeah, see that's DV. He's a smack my ass dude. Okay, yeah, I got
you. There?
And you want to see a motherfucker shake forever?
There used to be a time where I used to be with girls who would ask me to put in their ass, and I'm like, ugh, that's nasty. You know, and I was like, no, I'm not doing
that.
No,
DB,
but now,
you didn't say, no, DB, you didn't
no,
say
but
that,
wait,
did you?
No, but wait, no, but, yeah, I'm like, no, because doo-doo come out of there. I ain't feeling it, because doo-doo come out of that hole. But now that I'm older, you know, things change. You know, your appetites grow, and you don't want to do the same things that, you know, I'm 35 years old. I'm not doing the same things at 35 that,
okay.
I was doing at 25.
What a
shame. You know, it's a growth.
Sexy or beautiful? Which one?
Yeah, beautiful. I've said beautiful. You know, doing sex. You know, damn sexy, damn beautiful. I don't think only I can count on one hand the number of times I told the girls, yeah, good pussy during sex.
And the reason why you didn't do that is because?
I don't know. I guess it's my ego, you know.
You just want to build her up.
Like,
is that it?
But no, I want it to be, you know, I just want it to be special. If I do say it. If you say it all the time, it kind of loses, you know, it kind of loses its meaning. So when you say it,
and
y'all
don't know how many times unless you're doing it more than once.
Yeah, if you're doing it right, you're always going to do it more than once.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is, so every time you tell her shit's good, you're building her up or what?
Yeah, that's the intent.
Well, damn, yeah. So what's wrong with saying this shit more than one time there? You just said you don't do that.
Because I'm not doing it unless it's good.
Nevi, you told me before that you'll fuck some shit if she get hard, no matter if the bitch is ugly or not. Now, don't even tell me if it's good or not.
No, like
you
I
said, you ain't got dick. You said you ain't got no dick control.
Yeah.
Your shit get hard.
No,
your
no,
shit
no.
Ugly as a motherfucker. You sticking it in.
Yeah, I also said I was young as hell.
Cotton, come on back. Help us. Help us here. Chat room. Help us out.
I
like to say beautiful is good to me. Now, if I'm feeling this woman, she's gonna be beautiful to me. But I like sexy too, because I'll call you sexy in a minute if you are.
But real talk, she beautiful.
You know,
like a woman is beautiful to me, regardless if we have a sex or not. I love black women. I love
absolutely.
Women.
And I told you how
know,
chocolate is to me. It's like kryptonite.
Yes, like,
I am dying
right.
when a chocolate woman comes
like,
on. I'm nothing against light skinned women. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. I like y'all too. But it's just something about that damn chocolate that just fucks me up. Just like y'all like them volume chocolate niggas. I like a goddamn chocolate ass woman. Okay.
You know
that?
What I do? I like chocolate track stars. You know, girls with nice
hell
calves.
Yeah,
and
hell
styles.
Yeah.
Oh my
hell
god.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm
hell
saying?
Yeah.
It's over. It's just over.
Hell
you know
yeah.
What I'm saying? Like whatever she wants, she got it. You want it, you got it.
I'm with you. Cotton, why are you being quiet on this?
I'm listening to both of y'all, like, seriously. You come out, grab your ears.
What's wrong with grabbing your motherfucking ears? If my head is down there, you want to grab her shit? Okay, grab her shoulders then, fuck it.
See, so in other words, she writes, so in other words, if she strap a saddle to your chest, she can just hold on to your ears for, you know, for the duration of the ride.
No, because she can get some dick, too, but I'm going to eat first, because that's me. I'm a hungry man.
Oh, oh.
So that's how she rides your face, by grabbing your ears?
You want the sounder? Because I'm going to, that's me, boy. Ain't nothing wrong with
that's
that.
Red dude. Red be like, that's how you ride my face. Grab my ears, dick, baby.
Yeah, I'll fuck first sometimes, and, you know, change it up, and then eat. But, you know, I like to rub. I'm the kind of guy, this is what I do. I'm the kind of guy, I like to rub, I like to lick all over. It's about the journey to me anyway, okay? My thing is I want to spend at least 30 minutes just licking on you all over before I do anything. That's just me, though, because I ain't in a rush. You got all these niggas, they all in a hurry and shit. You know, they want to just jump on some shit, eat it for a few minutes because they really don't want to eat none. They figure they do it, then you'll suck them. You know, and then they want to fuck. And then that's it. That's not me. I'm the kind of guy, I'm going to take my time with you. I'm going to give you what I said I was going to do, and I'm going to back up what I said. That's it.
Right.
That's taking my time with you. Because if I make it about you, you're going to make it about me. Trust me. If I do this shit like I know I can, you're going to make it about me after I done made it about you. But then again, I'm a grown man, though. I'm a grown-ass man, though. So you got some people out here that ain't, though. Why are we getting quiet? Come on, chat room. Let's get some more going on here.
Wow.
Well, Todd, what you got to say about that? I mean, I'm just going to tell you what it is. That's me. That's the real me. That's it. It's about you, baby. If you my woman, it's about you. And you're going to get that every time, not no just in the beginning. You know, it's every time. Because I believe in making love for 6 hours. A lot of people say, oh, you can't do that. It ain't straight fucking for 6 hours. What you're doing is you're going back and forth and making that journey last. The end result is just the end result for that moment. And then it starts all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people don't get that. They think you're supposed to eat for, and that's foreplay. There's no such thing as foreplay in my mind. It's all sex. That's what it is. So, you know, if you're gonna do that shit, do it right. Don't bullshit your way through.
Right.
This is the kind of guy I am. I feel if our relationship doesn't last, you ain't gonna go and tell nobody that I didn't fuck you right. You're gonna leave this motherfucker knowing that I fucked you right. Okay? If nothing else, you might not remember my name, but you're gonna remember that I fucked the shit out of you right. That's how I feel about it. So, you know, what's your thing on that? Why y'all laughing at this shit? Do I need to do the sound there or something? What's going on? Huh? Y'all still thinking?
We still talking about, you know, we still dwelling on the ears.
Oh, yeah. Not the bad ears. Okay, here go to the chat room.
No. You know, yeah,
they like
what
I'm saying. She said, I like sexy because it embodies the whole in the person, their entire personnel, their physical attributes, everything. Beautiful can be their physical and their spirit. Both are nice. I agree. What do you say about that, Cotton? This is coming from a woman. So what is your thing?
What did she say? I'm sorry.
Damn,
yeah,
you still thinking about what I said? Okay, I like sexy because it embodies the whole in the person, their entire personnel, their physical attributes, everything. Beautiful can be their physical and their spirit. Both are nice. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's the way you mean in being called sexy, right?
But this woman who's talking, she's deep anyway. She is so damn profound. You know, I'm not gonna say who she is, but she knows she listening. She knows who she is.
Are we just talking about being called
sure
sexy in the bedroom, or?
Well, let's ask: is that all types of situations, maybe, or is that just the bedroom? What do you take it as?
For me?
Asking you, Cotton. Yeah, asking you. What do you take it as?
Okay.
Do you think that's just a bedroom attribute, or do you think that's something that should be all around? I think she meant all around when she said, you know,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so me personally, and this is going to sound crazy, my kids make fun of me. I don't mind being called sexy at times, but I don't want to be referenced to like that all the time. I don't, because it's in my opinion, it tells me that's the only thing you're thinking about when you see me. Like, you just automatically think, she's a sexy woman, because that's where your mind is going to. And I say that from experience. Because a lot of times when a man references you as sexy all the time, that's the only thing he's thinking about, and he's not looking to have any other kind of relationship with you other than the sex aspect of it.
So you equate sexy to be just sexual?
I equate it, yeah. And then again, it depends on who it's coming from. Like, if it's just some random dude, sometimes I am a little offended. Because, there's other attributes to me, too. I'm not just this. So, you know, people think I'm crazy when I say that. Somebody told me not to be offended, but I am. Because for a man, that's like their first thought anyway, is how can I get this woman in bed?
Okay, yeah, I have to say, sometimes we always do think about that bullshit. Okay, but I don't think sexy, and you know, since you said that, you know, maybe I should stop using sexy like that, because I thought it just meant that you were sexy. I didn't take it as I wanted to fuck, but since you said that, and maybe women are thinking that way, then maybe I shouldn't be using sexy in that way anymore, because I don't want to give the impression that all I want is some sex from you. When I'm telling you you're sexy, I just think that you are, but if women are thinking that I mean let's fuck when I say sexy, then I need to not use it that way. Okay, look, we got a number. Let me see if this chair. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
612 is you. State your name and where you're calling from. Hello?
I think that's Minnesota number.
Is it?
That's Minnesota. It's Minnesota. Hey, Cotton.
Hey, Fee. How are you?
Fabulous.
Okay, so Fee, let me tell y'all who this lovely lady is. This is Fabulous Fee. She is an erotic poet, and she does erotic poetry. So I have only heard her a couple times do some erotic stuff, but she's a little nasty thing. She's borderline porn, okay?
Wow.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Well, you on the right fucking show tonight, baby, because we want some of that shit. Bring it on. Before you do that, what we're talking about right now, we're talking about why men want women to call them daddy, and then we started getting into just the difference between sexy and beautiful, and, I mean, just a lot of things were coming out of it. And since you this big erotic, loving, caring, and I know how to make a man feel good woman, what's your opinion on that?
Well, I am sexy, so there's no. I know I'm sexy.
Excuse me, sweetheart. I didn't say you were sexy, even though I haven't seen you.
No.
But let's hear that.
That's right, V. You tell them, girl. I'm sexy. I don't care what nobody says.
I'm sexy the way I walk, talk. That makes me sexy. I'm beautiful because I'm black and I'm blessed. You know,
are you chocolate?
My eyes are
beautiful tonight, baby. Are you chocolate?
No, red bone, but that's a
okay. Red bone will work too. Fuck it. Okay, look. There's another. Okay, here we got another call.
You
here. I don't know who this is. This is a 773 number. This is probably somebody we know. Let's see. State your name and where you're calling from. Is this who I think it is?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the most electrifying man in poetry.
No, I'm cutting your ass off. Let me cut your motherfucking ass off right now. But anyway, what's up, dude? We got the chocolate woman or the red bone lady here who is going to woo us in a few minutes with some of her erotica. But the subject matter tonight was we were supposed to have Cherry on and she couldn't get in for some reason. Everybody else was calling in and she's not seeming to get in. But anyway, we were talking about the difference between why does a man want to be called daddy by a woman and shit, and then we started getting into sexy and beautiful, and we're getting some feedback now from somewhere. I don't know, but we just wanted to know what's up. So what you got to say,
so,
Mr. GPA?
Because
so, I'm going to have this lady, I'm going to have her come back, say some things here.
Well, basically, as far as the whole daddy thing, I've never been a fan of that. I guess maybe because I got a daughter or something like that or whatever. I ain't never been a fan of that.
Shit, I got two daughters. I don't want to be called daddy.
Call me by my name. Call me the whole other thing that you got for me. Call me you black MF. Any number of things you can call me. But I really don't dig that because that has a different. I always think of that too in the pimp, in the sort of pimp jargon. When women are out there on the track or whatever, and they say, "Hey, oh daddy, it's for my daddy," I'm like,
right.
"No, that's not. I'm not a pimp. I'm a poet."
Right.
There's a difference.
Right.
Can another
you know
man call you sexy if you're a man? That's a question that's coming out of the chat room. Can another man call another man sexy? Can another man call another man sexy without being considered gay or some shit?
No, that's not hot.
What do you say, sweetheart? Miss Poetry Lady, the sexual poet.
Fabulous
what do you
feet.
Say about
fabulous
that?
Feet.
Yes, fabulous
oh
feet.
My God. Oh, I'm getting off this phone. You got fabulous feet on? Listen, man.
Yeah.
I know he's going to do upset.
I'm
calling in. I wanted to call in and shout in. I'm getting ready to perform in a few minutes here at this open mic. I felt like coming out too, but I wanted to call on in, show some love. I thought we were doing upset, but so what was the other thing? The sexy and beautiful. What was that about?
Well, basically, I guess people were saying that they thought sexy meant sexual. Like, if you say something, to call a woman sexy, it means that you want some pussy versus calling her beautiful and just giving her, you know, just an outward appearance of beautiful or inward appearance of that, you know.
I can see somebody thinking that way. Especially, like, if they got a picture on Facebook or Instagram and it's all you sexy. But I think a woman who wears glasses is sexy, or somebody's really intelligent is sexy, and that doesn't have anything with getting draws. That's just a matter of, you know, attractiveness. So it's all about the way people take words and all that, man.
I guess my dick is hard when I'm saying you're sexy, so I guess that's what I mean. I didn't know that. That's what it meant. I just thought that I was just saying you were sexy. I didn't know I meant I was trying to get some pussy, but you're okay.
Let me tell you something, man. You know, a lot of people are uptight, man. You know, I know you did found this out, man. People don't want to come on your show sometimes because they're uptight, they're nervous.
You can't talk to
people because they're uptight. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm outside, so that's the wind blowing in my phone. I apologize for that, but a lot of people are uptight, man. So I don't want to keep messing up the show. I wanted to call in, shout out, and
all that. You ain't messing the show up, man. Don't even talk that way. No. I want y'all to answer me. 708 area code, what is that? Because we got this person here. I want to bring them in. I don't know if this is someone.
Area.
Okay. Well,
Illinois.
Okay.
Illinois.
Well, we'll bring them in a minute. I want to let the lady, Miss C, Sexual C, say something here. Thanks, GPA, for calling in, brother, because I know you get a throwdown out there.
Yeah.
Go get him.
And,
GPA,
GPA,
go get him, GPA. I want to make sure he heard me because I know I'm soft-spoken over here. So I know he got wind blowing in his ear. So
yeah, and I just had to take you on probation. I just took you off. I had you on probation because you was acting out yesterday, and I just took you
always,
off about an hour ago.
I'm always on probation. Always.
You know what?
Always.
You know what I figured out though? If you weren't fine, then you wouldn't act out so much. But the fact that you take all these pictures. Then you just get out your body, and I gotta be like, I gotta raise my voice to you. I hate raising my voice to you, but sometimes I gotta raise my voice like, dang, what's wrong with this woman? I gotta get off the phone with you, and then I gotta drink another Coke Zero because you just got me out of my body, and then the next day I gotta apologize for the, for the stuff I said.
Now that's the moment. That's the moment when you call that when I could say, okay, daddy. That's when you say that.
Oh, damn. Okay. Miss B, Miss C, CC. We're going to let y'all stop because y'all is clowning. Y'all motherfucking clowning. CPA, go do your show. I'm going to cut you off, bro. Go do your thing. Go do your thing. All right, brother. Love you, man.
Right,
keep it up. Keep it real. All right. Okay, we got this. We want to let the lady speak. And then I'm going to find out who it is in Chicago that's on here that might have a word. But Miss C, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
So you were talking all that sexual shit a few minutes ago, baby. Tell us more.
Tell you what.
Say something, anything. Anything you got.
Now see, go ahead and give Red one of your, can you, if you have time, give him one of your erotic pieces?
Just a 5 second one that'll get me hard.
Because he like, now this is the young lady that I told you about that you need to have on your show. She's got a couple of erotic books out herself.
Well, tell us about that first before you get into your piece.
Okay. Oh, well, actually, I have 2 books out. I'm part of an anthology that's coming out on the 15th, and I have a 4th book releasing February 8th. I have
what's the name of your anthology? Can you mention that?
Well, anthology, this is called a poet anthology. It's a group of different poets.
Okay.
It's nothing really big.
It is big because you're published, baby. Come on, man. You can't go like that.
Okay, so that's my third. So my first book is called Poetic Creations, and it's a variety of poetry, anywhere from inspiration to talk about everything.
So are you Punani poet material? Are you that kind of poet, Punani poet shit?
I don't know.
I guess I'm going to find out in a few minutes, huh?
Yeah. And my second book is called Erotic Fantasies, and it's strictly erotic, social, sexy poetry.
Okay. You're going to get us. DV is not a poet kind of guy, but if you can get him aroused, that would be great. Can you do that for him?
But I'm still DV's favorite poet.
Okay.
Are you
really? So go ahead and do that. Let me hear you, baby. Let's see what you got.
Okay, Cotton, should I recite Wednesday Whore, or do you want to hear girl talk? Which one?
Okay, let's do this, because we got like 40 minutes here, and I want to get it in. Okay.
All right, this girl talk. Hey, Cotton, can I confide in you? We both some freaks. But last week, let me tell you my thoughts. What I did do, I was ready to discover new heights. No questions, no maybes, no mess. I want him to not only make my face, but my pussy glow. Release my sweet juices, let my river flow. And when he entered the room, kaboom, I put that shit on him. Call me Nasty Girl, Nicki Minaj, or Lil' Kim. With my fishnet and my black pantyhose, I crawled over to him upon arrival. I sucked his dick so hard that semen came out my nose. That dripped back into my mouth. I love the taste of it. Without it, I'm sitting. Now give me that bronch. My lips are glossed with his wetness, quite the shine. My tongue kept licking and tasting my lips, quite the wine. The more I licked my lips, the drier they became. So to moisturize my lips, I put his toes in my mouth. I just love the smell of rain. I'm playing with that hole doing the same. Yes. That broke the main water valve and it's rushing. Splish, splash, so thick it's gushing down my throat. I'm a pro, so I bottled those 2 balls and hopped on this boat. I rolled to calm down that tidal wave. Not only watch, but dress the inside of my cave. It was on like ore. I needed a chain. So I turned around, my ass over, and rearranged. Plopped in his flannel. Cleaned every nick and cranny in my tunnel. Talking about deep strokes. Like my ass choked. I like that rough shit. While you in, I was like, nigga, go ahead and finger my clit. Biting my lips, working my hips. Pleasure. Call me a female pirate. I found that treasure. A big dick. Tongue so thick. Couldn't resist. So I left my legs on his lips and with a simple twist, position myself over his lips, depart my vaginal lips, and work wonders, beginning with a kiss. And I loved it. I just met him, but he got that shit. And I can't wait. Just thinking about that dick. Gonna make me masturbate. I'm addicted. To go out, I had to go for a walk. Cotton, have you ever had dick so good? Just a little girl talk. That's a little piece.
Damn. You know, I'm still tripping on that shit. And then you're talking about getting flipped around and all this. Okay, DB.
What's up?
Are you through jacking now?
Okay.
Well, what do you think, man? Because I know poetry is a hard thing for you.
It is. And like I said, I like the passion, you know, and that's how I am. You know, I like the passion and how she verbalized her, you know, her story. I am still, you know, cotton friendly, so I just go ahead and leave it at that.
Okay. Well, hey, you know something? I thought it was a great piece, and you've done a great you know what you're doing, sweetheart. And, it's, you know, like I said, I'm not a poet, but I do appreciate poetry and those who do it. And I do know the difference between poetry and the damn spoken word shit. But I thought that was good. And you did get erotic on us, and, you know, that's all right, baby. So you got these books coming out.
That was hot.
Oh, yeah, it was hot. Okay, let me see who this Chicago person is. Is this from Chicago, 708?
It's an Illinois number.
Okay, 708, do you have a question? Damn, they hung up. I hate when that happens. I was just asking, did they have a question? They didn't have to hang the fuck up. Whenever I do that, people, anybody that's listening, I'm not trying to embarrass you. I just, all I want to do, if you don't have a question, just, you don't have to even say anything. I will not bother you. But don't hang up. You know, that makes me think that she was hot and shit, what you heard, and you got embarrassed. Okay, 816, I'm going to try you one more time because you've been here. Do you have anything? Can you say something? I hear some movement. Is that you? Oh, okay. I'm going to leave you alone. Don't hang up, please. All right. So, I don't know why we couldn't get Ms. Johnson, because everybody else seems to be calling in and getting through, and she has not been able to. And I haven't seen any numbers from California or Malibu, California, and didn't come in. What was the area code for that, Cotton? Cotton? Are you still there?
You said Malibu?
Yeah. Either Malibu or something.
I'm not sure.
Okay, don't worry about it. She's not going to make it. But anyway, that was good. And we're going to definitely get you on the show again so you can do some Poonanny stuff. I like that. I have to drop off. Oh, my friend said she had to drop off right now. Okay, so I'm sorry, baby. We enjoy you in the chat room as you always be here. That was not me making noise in the air. I was not moving myself. I was not playing with myself while she was speaking. So I just want you to understand it was not me. Might have been some other guy by the name of DB, but it wasn't me. Okay, so, well, okay, we got another number, another caller. It's a 773 number, and it's, don't hang up, please, if you don't have anything to say, but 773, state your name and where you're calling from.
This is Billy Hoffa calling from Chicago.
Hey, Billy.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Do you have any questions for any of the people that are here? I guess we have, of course, we got Cotton here, and we have Miss, is it Sexy Cease, or is it Sweet Cease, or is it Lovely Cease, or Erotic Cease, or Beautiful Cease, Fabulous Cease? You know, all of that, you that, right, baby?
Fabulous Freaky Cease.
Okay, Fabulous Freaky
Cease.
she just got to getting this song about how she got flipped around and fucked and come out her nose and all that shit. You got anything to say about that, man?
No, I wanted to hear Cotton do some poetry.
Really? Well, this ain't Cotton's show to do, but we might let her do some shit. She just was host on the show. Her show is on Sundays, and she do poetry on that motherfucker.
Okay.
But she be here tonight. I'm just fucking with you, man. I'm just fucking with you, man. Don't take it serious. Cotton, you got something for him? He called. He want to hear something from you, baby. Go ahead.
Billy Hoffa. Okay. I got something for you. I'ma stay on course with the sensual sexual stuff.
Fuck his ass up, cause he called in for you.
Emotions constantly run high. Just the mere thought of you tasting the inside of my thighs. My heart pounds to a rhythm that flows through your lips. My body reacts to a sound that you'll never forget. Your smooth hands, the softness of your fingertips. You play my body like a great piano. You play so well, you deserve a standing ovation. The way you love, I'm requesting an Oscar nomination. Every part of my body is your instrument to play. You have ownership so it can't be stolen or given away. You've become the man I so greatly respect. You hold and care for me, showing no neglect. I'm feeling like a new song you just sat down to write. Feeling good, brand new, like a guitar that's never been used. Tonight, I need you to beat on my drums. You do this so well. Question, Billy, did you come? I'll be your lyrical inspiration. It can be my shocking temptation. I'll be the lyrical note that will heighten your sensation. When this song is done, it'll be as one tune, my bass and tighten my strings. Can't eat no need, I have other edible things. Holding the mic and this is my part. I'm not trying to hurt you, just finish what we start. Softly spoken.
That was excellent. That was it. I did come too.
I'm glad, motherfucker. I'm glad you shot your shit.
Thank
I'm
you,
glad Roy Sexy Radio was helpful for you. And you know I'm just playing with you, man. You're a poet too, right?
I am a poet, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
man. We're going to have you on the show too. But, you know, we talk shit on Word Sexy, just so you know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Much love. Thank you for calling in, Billy.
Billy, before you go, tell me a little bit about you, man.
Poet from Chicago, and I'm working on my first book, The Massasoit Effect, due to be launched in June of 2013, and you can catch me around Chicago at various open mics and slams, just, man, doing my thing. That's really about it.
Right.
And
are
when
you
that book comes
friends?
Out, would you be interested in coming on Word Sexy Radio as a guest?
I would definitely be interested.
Okay. Go through Cotton and you'll get on here.
Billy, aren't you featuring that Poetry's Love Letter open mic?
I am, yes.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, hey, we got you coming up next year on an open mic. So
mm-hmm.
Did you like the piece?
I did. I loved the piece. I enjoyed it.
He said he met us. Shit. What the fuck?
I'm sorry. I missed that part because Red was doing the sounder.
Yeah.
He said he got his nut and shit. God damn. You want to come again? Shit.
No. It's good. Good. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. All right. Okay.
This is what I'm talking about. This is why you come on Red Sexy Radio.
Yeah, because we crazy as fuck. We don't give a damn. I know I don't. Shit. But
Red
anyway.
Really doesn't.
Don't, you know.
He just wants you to grab his ears. To grab his ears.
Grab my ears because I'm going to eat that pussy. Yeah.
Man, we ain't going to get past that one. We're going to be on you phone that one for at least a couple more shows.
Really? Well, you do that because that's what niggas like me do that know how to take care of a woman. And not bragging, but just making it a journey. Like I said, it's about the journey, not the end result.
So the journey's red ears.
No, you got to grab them ears, man.
Okay, so Fabulous C and Billy, if you're still on the line, the reason why we're talking about red grabbing ears.
I can bring him back.
Are
you still there? No, I think he's gone.
Because he was talking about earlier about names that things that women can do to him in the bedroom, and we were talking about name calling. He was like, "All she got to do is grab my ears." I don't know where that came from. We were talking about name calling, and he came out of nowhere with, "She can grab my ears." And so me and DG are trying to figure out how to jump it into the conversation.
Oh, dude. Okay.
Wow. Hey, Red, just think of it like this. We're going to put that on your tombstone. It's going to take your last Red Snapper. She grabbed my ear.
Just grab his ears. Okay. Well, I hope I ain't get ready to go soon. But
just grab his ears.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that as a quote. Maybe I'll use that quote in book 13.
Yank him.
Because y'all know I got 3 books coming out next year. It's going to take me up to 15 books, so... This will be 16 because I got an anthology coming out here this year.
That's a new a new title right there. Just grab his ears.
Just grab my ears. You know, that is. That really is. Work. Just grab my ears. Have a motherfucker's head on the front, the back of his head. You don't see his face. And have her legs open and shit. And just have her mother grabbing his head, his ears, and he's putting the shit between her legs. That shit will fucking work out like that. That's hot.
That is hot. That is hot now. Yeah, that's hot. That is hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we ain't gonna let you let that one down for a couple more shows.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But you know, Sexy C, Fabulous C, your poetry is great, baby.
Freaky C.
You have some great poetry. I want to see what you look like, though, baby, because you was bragging about how fine you are. I want to see that.
She said she's fine and sexy.
They say I'm the dude that always brings, they say I only bring fine women on the show. So
He do.
We just want to make sure.
You schedule the rough ones for a later time.
He do.
They do come in the later part of the year, don't they?
He do.
That's
like if you rough. If you real rough, you get like February 30th.
Damn. That ain't even a date. That's wild.
Well, oh, yeah, yeah, I know that date.
You don't need to come 30th. In at all. As a matter of fact, yeah, February 30th, you come on the show.
Yeah, come on, February 30th. Yeah, we got you. And they be like, okay, man, whatever you say. Thinking that's a real date and shit.
Right, they don't even think about it till later. He told me to come on February 30th. So excited as hell, just ready to come on February
30th. Wait a minute, what's the wrong day? You're going to fucking do one.
Like, if you say February 30th is the date, I got some real estate I got to sell you because your ass dumb as a brick.
I got some gold I want to sell you.
You know what I'm saying?
We got another caller. I'm going to ask you, caller, if I acknowledge you, please, if you don't have anything to say, just don't say anything, but don't hang up because I'm not trying to embarrass you. Especially people from the Show Me State, and that's where I'm getting ready to click on right now. So please, do not hang up. I just want to know if you have a question. What we're talking about tonight is we're talking about why do men want to be called daddy and shit? Do you agree with that? You have a question or nothing,
to say?
Nothing to say? Don't hang up, okay? All right, she's not going to know. He or whoever's not going to say anything. All right.
So,
okay, well.
We never got to talking about this sexy. The difference between sexy and beautiful, like,
okay,
what as a man, since we have two handsome men on here, what determines that for you to say or call a woman sexy, like what, just from her appearance?
Big ass.
That's sexy.
Nice legs. Fucking beautiful ankles. Nice little pretty feet. A lot of shit.
So it's
because
a
of
lot
what
of
she's doing, though. It ain't just the body, though. But listen, it ain't just the body. It could be something that she's doing that I think is sexy. And it doesn't
okay.
have to be sexual. Okay?
Right.
So let's get that. But before we do this, we got an unlisted number. I want to make sure that this is not Sherry finally getting in. This is an unlisted number I am acknowledging. State your name and where you're calling from. If you don't have a question, please do not hang up, please. Okay, you're just listening then. All right. Thank you. All right, go ahead. I don't know.
I mean, the reason
men.
I say that is because, I you hear women say that they're sexy all the time. I think it's not determined by you as the woman. I think it's more in your demeanor and how you are, but it's more determined by him as the man that's checking you out or whatever. But
you know, I'm scared to even answer that now. You know why, Cotton? Because when you really made me think when you said your difference between sexy and beautiful is that when a man tells you he's sexy all the time, you think he's trying to get some pussy. And if that's what you think, then saying you're beautiful doesn't mean that. So if that is the case, then... I mean, but you're sexy. I mean, you're sexy. When you hear that, I want some pussy. I want some pussy.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like.
That's what
then,
it sounds like. It sounds like a lustful, nature-like
woman. What do you think, Fabulous? What's her name? Sexy C? What do you think, sweetheart?
Freaky C.
Freaky C. What you think, baby?
My name, right? Nothing.
I don't know. I just want to see you like it. I met you fine as fuck. Anyway, go ahead. What do you think? Are you on Facebook?
It's beautiful to be.
Are you on Facebook so I can see what you look like and shit? What, you know, DB's right. I only have fine motherfuckers on my show.
Oh, wow.
I'm just playing. I'm taking it serious. Go ahead. Answer the question. That's cool. But what do you think to that? What do you say to that about the sexy versus beautiful?
Well, beautiful is you can have a body part that's beautiful. A baby can be beautiful. But sexy is like your demeanor, how you carry yourself. You know, like your walk is sexy. That's the way you are. You're just a sexy motherfucker. You know, that's my thought.
I like that, though. I mean, because the swag of you or something, you know, could be sexy.
Right.
I think if I'm looking at her titties, you know, when I say she's sexy, that's all I want is her titties or some shit.
Well, no. I mean, don't get it wrong. It's nothing wrong about it. Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with a man. It's nothing wrong with making reference to a woman. But that is, if that has just become her name to you, there's a problem. Like, because you don't see anything past the sex part. That's all you see. You don't see that she's a beautiful woman. You don't see that she's a strong woman. You don't see that she's handling her business. You don't see any of that. Now she's just, hey, sexy, hey, sexy. And, you know, my name is, you know, there's other attributes to me besides the sex part of me. Because that's what you're saying.
So you're saying the sex part, okay? You think the sex part, okay?
Because but to be honest, when you see a woman and she looks good and you find her, you see that she's sexy. The one of the thoughts that come through most men's mind is, man, I wonder what she's like in bed.
That's true, and you know, some I'm gonna stop using that because that's probably what these women be thinking when I say, "Damn, you sexy," and I say, "Women, you are so sexy." I could be dancing with you, and I'm thinking I'm giving you a compliment. We're dancing on the dance floor, stepping, and I tell you that you're sexy, and you're thinking like that. Then I'm not gonna say that no more because you just enlightened me.
Right. If she's your woman and you say that to her, then it's different. But case in point, because I've been where you were just talking about on the dance floor with a man, and he says, "Damn, you sexy." I'm like, "Oh my God!" Like, do you see anything else? Like, we just can't be on here. I can't be beautiful.
Wow.
I can't just look. Good. You know what I mean?
You're on Friday too, Kyle.
You know something? You fucked me up with that. You messed me up with that one.
Called it on Friday too.
But wait. Like, I call women sexy all the time because I think Confucius said it best, you know, everything has beauty in it. It's just that not everybody sees it, you know. So, I mean, everything in its own sense is beautiful. When I call women sexy, it's because there are certain characteristics about them that makes them sexy, you know, but that comes from a mature man. You can't expect that every man that's calling you sexy
is thinking about sex, just like you can't think every man is calling you beautiful is about beauty. You know, I think ultimately, like, it comes down to, it's subjective. You know, you have to judge each person on an individual basis. Whenever I call women sexy, it's because I genuinely feel that way. Sometimes,
well, you know,
women, you know, but
women who
call me, you know, that I've broken up with, that, you know, we're amicable, I still call them sexy. It's like, hey, sexy, how you doing? Why? It's not because I want to sleep with them. It's because that they are sexy. And like both ladies said, it's how you carry yourself. Intelligence is sexy to me. You know, I love an intelligent woman. I love an intelligent conversation. So if she can hold my interest as far as, you know, communicating with me on a higher level other than talking about other people and talking about things that don't matter, that's sexy. So I'm going to continue calling you sexy as long as you exhibit that, look, you know, even though we're not together, we can still have open communication. We can still talk about anything.
But that's not the only name you call her. Think about that. If this is somebody you had a relationship with, then there were other attributes to her that you got to know to be able to have the right to call her sexy on a regular basis because you know her on a different level. But what I'm speaking of is a man who don't really know you, and he's constantly calling you sexy, and every time he calls you, that's the only name he has for you, and he hasn't even gotten to know the other parts of you because he's not interested in knowing the other parts of you because he can't get past the sexy part.
I mean, I don't know about, you know, someone speaking to you unilaterally like that. I don't. You know, I don't know that guy who always calls, you know, any one woman one thing. You know what I'm saying?
Me,
I'm sure they exist. I'm sure. You attract the crazies. But especially, you know, after. But my point is that every, you know, you may, I see what you're saying. You know, if you walked into a man and you was like, hey, big dick. You know, and that's all you ever called him. You know, I guess that's all he sees himself as. Well, okay, that's all I have, is big dick, huh? You know, you never tell him he's good looking. You never tell
or
him he's...
Right.
Or,
hey, money bag.
Hey,
money bag. Hey, money bag.
Yeah,
hey,
you know
BLA.
What I'm saying? You know, hey, little dick. You know, it's like, oh.
The man.
You heard my feeling. You know.
The Lord Snapper. I'm Lord Snapper. What do you get? You call him Lord Snapper, and you get Lord Snapper. So when you say Red Snapper, what are you getting? When you call me Red Snapper, you're getting Red Snapper.
We know Red what Red Snapper's about. See the your government. Yes. Like grabbing the ears, you know. We hey.
Y'all ain't gonna let that go, are you?
But we know.
Never.
No.
Y'all ain't gonna let that go, are you?
That's why we
with
here.
SEC, Fabulous C, Erotic C.
Erotic C. You call her everything but. He called you Erotic C, Sexy C.
Sexy C.
It's freaky
all
of this, though, you know?
That's what I'm saying. So what's
it's
wrong with
freaky
grabbing
feet.
Ears? Freaky C. What's wrong with grabbing ears? We got like 22 minutes. What's wrong with grabbing ears, baby? What's wrong with me wanting my ears grabbed?
Dude, we ain't gonna have a job next Monday.
I'ma still call in. I'ma still call
right,
in.
Me,
I don't
me
care
me
if
you pick
up.
I'ma call in. I'ma call in unlisted. I'ma call
in.
Lock my number and call in.
I'm not firing y'all.
I'm logging into the chat room.
Y'all ain't never gonna get fired. Y'all, that ain't happening. And Melanie, you in the chat room. I want you to call in, baby. Call in. We got 22 minutes. Come on. But no, seriously, what's wrong with one of my ears grabbed or, you know, pull me in? So
freaky,
I can lick it harder.
Freaky,
what's
freaky,
wrong
freaky
with
got
that?
An answer for that.
I mean, she came at me. She came at us with that point about getting
okay,
shot through her nose and shit. Well,
that's
I mean, you didn't
right.
come at me, but she was trying to.
And I'm moisturizing too, you know?
Excuse me?
I'm moisturizing the steps too, you know?
Oh,
hey, you might hear
him. I like that. Moisturizing scalp. She went, okay. Todd, is she a friend on Facebook with you? Because I want to see pictures of you.
I'm your friend on Facebook.
Are you my
friend? She's your
friend.
Yeah, she's your friend. She sure is.
Well, goddamn, what's her name again? So I can look you up, man.
That's Shane. I know all of my friends.
Look, I know. You only got five. I got 5,000.
That's because I talk to the people I know.
Oh, damn.
If I don't know,
I'm sorry. Okay, she's at work. Okay, look. I'm sorry, baby. I'm going to look you up, Freaky, and see what's up. But you're coming on the show anyway because you've already earned your right by what you said tonight in your poem. So if you is ugly, you're coming on anyway. It don't matter.
But
we know you ain't ugly because you're too confident. Too confident. Plus, confidence.
What does too confident mean?
It means that she knows that she ain't ugly. So as long as she knows she ain't ugly, she ain't. That's what it's about.
All right.
That's right. She ain't. And that's where it comes. That's where it starts with you. If you think you fucked up, then everybody else is definitely gonna think you fucked up. But if you think you look good and everybody's gonna agree, they just don't agree. Right?
That's right. We sexy, right,
honey? That is correct. Okay, look. Y'all sexy. Well, yeah, we know. We know y'all. Okay, look. So if people want to get you, since you are kind of like a guest, after the day you won't be, you just come on the show. If people want to get in contact with you and stuff and they wanted to get more of that erotica, how can they do that?
Well, they can find me on Facebook.
Where I need to be finding you, huh?
Yeah, they can find
okay,
me.
Okay, and what else? How the hell are you my friend and I don't know who you are? Anyway, all right, I got you.
I even had a conversation with you before. That's a shame. I even submitted
that's
work to you.
She said,
I even submitted pieces to you.
You did,
cold-blooded.
That's fucked up. Okay, Julia said she wanted to talk, but my number wasn't going to. Oh, damn. She said she didn't want to put her number. Okay, I got you, baby. I got you. I understand. You could have did a secret. I mean, on what they call it on this damn Twitter, you can go to a direct message that doesn't come out to everybody else. She tried to call 15 times. Damn. Look, I'm going to have to reschedule her. Let me tell her that. But anyway,
get her next week.
Yeah, we'll get her on next week. What's going on next week? We got that stupid ass nigga from, I ain't gonna say where he's from, but anyway, yeah, he's coming on. But we're gonna have her.
Okay, you might as well. You already said stupid ass.
Y'all remember, y'all was talking shit about his ass last time he was on here. And he's, I'm gonna say he's from Kansas City, and y'all was on him about his stuff. Yeah, he's back.
Wow.
And I did that on purpose because Christmas is coming. I wanted to laugh like a motherfucker before Christmas. That's why I did that shit.
Hey, you got to give it to my man. He got balls for coming back after we kind of, you know, dogged him. Well, we ain't really dogged him.
Now, we ain't talking about that one dude. We're talking about the one we was trying to tell him why he be dogging women in his books and shit. Not the dude that was talking about the white girls. We're talking about the dude that was talking about, you know, he'd be writing real, he would do sex with these women or whatever. Then he'd write about it in his books and really be telling names of people and shit. Right, yeah,
right.
Him, yeah. Yeah, he's coming back.
Hey, that boy right there got some big ones, because I'd be like, man, fuck all y'all, I hate you.
He got this one book called Sex Junkies. He got another one called Trifling and all this, and he's going around telling everybody who he done. He's got calendars when he does stuff. He tells everybody what day and actually when he did it and all this shit. It's fucked up. But anyway, he's going to come back. Y'all going to get him next week, right? All right. Well, I told Sherry, and hopefully she'll come next week. We'll have to reschedule her. She was trying to get in and couldn't, and she really wanted to. Because I know this would have been her fourth time on the show, because we know she does call in when she says she is, so we'll get her back. But I thank you all, because this conversation tonight, Cotton, and I want you to come up with something else for next week, because, you know, this dude, we're going to be laughing at him, but I just want to be able to, that's crazy, we're going to dog this dude, and I'm telling everybody we're going to do that shit. But anyway, we're going to be on this cat, but you got to come up with another subject. Like, why the fuck are you writing about real sexual incidents and then you telling it in a book so you can get shot? How about that?
Wait, what is this? What is this guy write about? Like, who is he?
He writes. I ain't gonna say his name until he comes on the show. But
go ahead, say his name.
Books, he writes books about real situations, and he has a book like a calendar book that tells him the dates and times when he was actually with the people, and he uses their real names and all this shit in his books. His name is Raymond Floria. Raymond Floria. He will be on the show next week if he makes it through the first hour. Because we don't run sexy, we just whatever. That might have been one of the 8616 numbers. He might have been one of the ones listening. And if he is, then he's going to be texting me and talking shit, and I will like, no problem, brother, come on, we want to bring your shit on. Don't bring, you know, come on. We want you to come on, and so we can find out if I know some of the girls you fuck. Since you putting them out in goddamn books and shit, and all that, you know. That's one thing I will not do. I'll write all the sex books in the world, but I will never put real names in my shit.
Okay.
Never.
So we're doing the relationship books.
Right.
Soon, Rand and I talked about discussing what's going to go in the book, how we're going to format it and everything on the 17th. Is that still a goal, Red?
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that, and hopefully Melanie can be on as well, and we're going to talk briefly on the show, because I know it's kind of hard to get together off the show, but we'll talk a little bit about it, and I think it'll be kind of good because we get the audience to anticipation on the relationship book that's coming out. What we're doing is we're writing a relationship book called Understanding Our Behaviors, and we're going to have different chapters that four to five authors are going to come together and write different pieces that they want to write to put in the book. And what I like to do is have the format where you write what you think, you know, that it should be, and then maybe give a scenario of something that happens with that in the book. So that's what we want to do. I'm serious about putting this out next year, so we really want to do this. This is not just talk. We really want to get this out there. If Steve Harvey and Michael Bazin can write about, and I'm not saying this negatively against those guys, but if they can write about shit and be out here playboys and all this and have fun and fuck everybody and all this shit, why can't we? Anyway, all right, so that's what we're going to be doing, and we're going to... You know, I ain't suing my ex-wife and tell her she can't talk and shit because of what I've done or whatever. Anyway, that we're going to put these out, and we're just helping people. It's not about trying to, you know, get paid. It's about really talking about real situations and how what we are doing wrong as a people of color.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of seeing this on TV or movies where the wife is always bitter, mad and pissed off at the husband. He's weak as shit and don't know how to handle her, and she's shaking her head back and forth, and he's like, okay, baby, whatever I can do, and all this. I'm tired of that shit. That's not true. So we don't want that. We want to come with something real. That's the reason why we want to do this.
Right. And get people away from doing the... To stop making the same mistakes over and over and over, and
right,
knowing
yeah.
what the red flags are and things
right.
like that, you know. So
the thing I get tired of seeing is that all the rich people that seem to be rich African Americans or women or whatever always got to be mad at each other and going off and shit on these shows. I'm just tired of this supposedly reality all these shows where all these rich ass people, only thing they got to do is cuss each other out and talk shit. And everybody loves it. They like watching that because they think that's real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got this person who said they couldn't call in that just called in. Go ahead and speak.
No, I don't know.
Go ahead and speak, lady. I thought you couldn't call in, madam. Are you going to speak or are you not going to say anything? Okay, I'm going to leave you alone then. It's a 713 number. I'm just, that's all I'm going to say. Anyway, all right, so, and now she hung up. Don't do that. She couldn't speak because she's indisposed. But anyway, I thank you all for coming on. I thank Miss Sexual Fantasy Cease and all that. I'm going to look you up right now on Facebook. Fantasy.
Oh,
what
wow.
do I look you up under? What do I look
I'm
you up under?
You,
Fantasy.
I'm sending you a message.
Well, send me a message right now. Send me a message right now. Do that.
Miss C. Miss Fabulous C.
I know she's a friend of mine. I know she is. I know.
Yeah, she is.
I know. I know.
Yes, she is.
I know. I bet she's fine. Anyway, VV, what you got coming up, man? You got anything?
Man. Hell no, I'm chilling for the rest of the year.
You ain't got no books or anything coming out, none of shit. You know,
man,
I got this anthology supposed to be. Yeah, I got an anthology. I guess that anthology ain't coming up with Omar Tyree and Sheila Dawson, and we got this book coming out, and I haven't heard anything else on it. I need to find out. Is it still coming out this year, or is it going to be next year now? But I got three books, and counting the one we were talking about a few minutes ago, that's going to be coming out next year. So that'll be my three. The next year, unless something else pops out, because somebody gave me an idea called, well, it was supposed to be an audio freak, but I think I'm going to change it to Seductive Whispers or something like that. Audio freak is good because it was about the female who you get off on listening to her, how she just moans in such a manner that it just fucks you up. You know me, I'd write shit like that. So, but listening to this Miss Cease here, the lady, okay, let me see. Who has posted? Is this you posting in red and Word Sexy?
Word Sexy.
Is that you in Word Sexy
Word
Radio?
Sexy. Yes.
Did you just post something? Okay, I know who you are. Okay. All right. I know who you are now.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay. Yeah, I know she is. Now, look, DV, she has nothing going on the rest of the year. Cotton, what you got? Cotton, are you still
there? Yeah, so right now I just have the radio show going. And,
which I think you're doing a great job with. I think your show is really starting to grow.
Thank
I just
you.
Don't know how. And I'm not trying to tell you how to run your show because I won't never do that. But because your show is different, you have poets in there, different people than what I have. So, and that's not a negative. It's just that the
right.
guy that was on there last night, I thought he was not going to say that. Let me shut up. Anyway, he was good. Stop that shit, man.
They're not all as established as you, Red.
No, they ain't got to be established with. You just sounded like a Latin, nothing. I'll leave that alone. Anyway, it was a good show. It was a good show. It was a little sweet, but a good show.
It'll,
I said it anyway.
It'll pick up already.
I said it. He's not sweet, is he? I mean, did he sound a little soft?
I'm not commenting on that.
Because
I don't know nothing.
But anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay, so we're going to be back next week, and I think we're going to get Sherry. She hasn't had to be yet. I'm going to find out if we can get her to come back on or come on next week, because I do owe her that. Because she we had her for election night, but because it was election night, we didn't do the show because we wanted to see the president win, and we concentrated on that. So I just don't know. She couldn't get in tonight for some reason. But that happens, because I've heard that before, where people try to call in and I didn't see the number and it just didn't happen. So she says she's going to check and see if she's going to be shooting next week in Hollywood. Okay, so if you're not, maybe come on the show. She's getting thick, man. I like it. I think she's getting thick. I didn't say that out loud, did I? Damn.
Yeah, anyway, we all heard you.
You're not supposed to say that out loud. Anyway, all right, so everybody who's listening to Red Snapper, y'all probably think I'm crazy, that I'm just a sexual freak and everything. Just know that this is a role that I play on the show. It's not, you know, it's just like acting. When you go see Denzel play a movie, he's not really that person. He's just playing in that movie.
and he's acting out that part. That is what I'm doing right now. I'm acting a part.
This is Dread Snapper, the radio host personality.
That's right. Just do remember, I am not like this. If you know me by another name and you are in the city with me and you know me, I am not this way when you see me. So
and
don't act, don't think that I am this way. I'm just a freak on the goddamn shelf. That's it. Or unless you get privy enough to get with me in a place that is outside of the public eye, and you're in a room with me, and we're together in a sexual mode, then yeah, you'll see some things. But since we are on the show and I'm acting out the part of Red Snapper, that is what this is. So don't take this to be real, because people don't know anything else but the books and this, and they think this is me, and they want to know, can I back up those things? Yes, I can. Anyway, all right, so we thank you all. We got about 4 minutes. I'm going to play some music because I'm going to let everybody get a chance to go on. But, I always love when you all come on the show. I thank you all for support and everybody who listens every week. Word Sexy has grown since 2000. When did we start? 2009 or 10? We've been doing this thing for a minute. And Cotton was like one of my first guests on the show when I first started, when it was just me, no music, nothing, just the damn show, 30 minutes long. And she was there in the beginning in the rawness, but no books, nothing. Just a quiet woman that did poetry at home and didn't even get out in front of no one. And now she has grown into this fabulous, everybody wants to get on her Facebook page and do her and shit person. You know, and send pictures of their dick to her and all this. I mean, you know, it's just, it's crazy. That's what they got now. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, that's what's going on now. You know, it's just, you know, one of those things. So that's what happens when you get big, you know. I mean, I only had one book. And now I have 12. Isn't that amazing? 12 fucking books.
Yes, you are.
Since 2009. That is amazing. And I never talk about me much on the show, but I'm talking about my ass tonight. Yeah.
Hi.
I got 3 more books coming out next year. And we're going to keep going until I get tired of this shit, which it doesn't seem like. I keep coming up with new ideas for new damn books. I try to get out erotica, but it just won't stop. I'm just too freaky. I can't stop it. It's just in my mind.
Natural.
Sex, dick, fuck, stick it in, you know, ass, licking, whatever. I mean, fucking, you know, just. Now she blew my mind. I had to write a book about damn coming through the nose now and shit, because she just fucked me with that shit. What am I going to do? That's what she said. She said the cum shot, you liable to see some cum come out of my nose. I'm like, God damn. What the fuck was that about? I like that, though. So, sorry if y'all don't like my show, those that hung up and everything. I'm sorry. We're just fucking freaky. It's explicit. It says it on the label when you come here that this is a explicit show. And it is. So, would you come back again, Miss Freaky, Seeky, Seek, Freak, Freaky Lady?
Of course I will. This is my specialty.
Okay. Just want to make sure. And Cotton, you coming back. Y'all not fired. You a DV. Y'all come back next week.
Thank you.
And maybe Trey will be here. And if she doesn't, then I'll catch her somewhere. I wish I could catch her for real. I ain't lying. But anyway, I ain't got no money. I know she ain't about money, is she? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. But anyway, we thank y'all for coming on the show. And we hope y'all have a good rest of the week. And we will definitely see y'all next week. Same time, same place. Yeah, we're going to do that. It's going to be like that. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Thanks, Steve. Good night. Good night. Welcome to Weird Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper. We'd like to thank you all for tuning in. And if you want to, just know that the number is 347-215. 8539. And you can always get a chance to do an interview as an author or a poet on Word Sexy Radio. And if you just want to listen, like I said, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Grown Folks Radio. So we do it like grown folks do it. And we talk about relationships as well. So join us every Monday, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time on Word Sexy Radio.